is valid and based on what's on the outside. I find that a very unhelpful obsession. And so I plead to know that God wants to work on the inside. That God's investment is what's on the inside. And I find that, you know, even most Christians are still concerned about what's on the outside. We may not be trying to look like the models on Cosmo or GQ or 17 or advertisements or whatever. But we want to look good. We want people to think well of us, which is really just another way of wanting to look good on the outside, wanting people to have a certain perception of us. But what God wants to do is give us good insides. The outsides are not really so important. Because if you think about it, I mean, for most of us looking around this congregation, I'm sorry guys, the outsides are pretty much done. Let's rejoice in where God wants to work. God offered a baptism of water baptism, for repentance, for the forgiveness of sins. And it was seen by both Paul and John as a first step, by the PM. They recognized that it was an outside, external baptism only. In fact, John the Baptist's baptism was repeated. He was a member of a sect called the Essenes, a kind of a monastic sect that lived out in the wilderness. And they baptized themselves almost daily because they recognized that we pick up sin. We pick up the dirt of the life that is around us. And it has to be continually washed. And John said, there is one who is coming after me, who the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with water, yes, the outside baptism, and with the Holy Spirit. And now we read in today's lesson from Acts that Paul arrives in Ephesus. Now, he spent about 3 years in Ephesus, so this must have been his first arrival there. And he ran into a small group of believers, about 12, who had heard about Jesus. And he said to them, have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? Have you received the Holy Spirit? They said, no, we didn't even know that it was the Holy Spirit. Remember, this is the early days. The faith was in rudimentary form. And so, it was still growing in understanding. And so Paul asked them, well then, what was your baptism about? And they said, well, we received John's baptism, the baptism of repentance, the washing of the outside. And Paul reminds them, that wasn't the end for John either. We were looking for another who would bring a different baptism, a baptism by the Holy Spirit that would work on the inside. Bring the lasting change. It doesn't have to be rewashed every day. But it would begin to change and make us new on the inside. Are we ready for the Holy Spirit to work on the inside? To, in a sense, give up a certain amount of control and give ourselves over to Him? And what might we expect that look like? Well, I think we get a good hint in Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Now, I dare say everybody in this room would like more of those things in their lives and in their character. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. See, the Holy Spirit comes in not just to wash off some sin on the outside, but to change us and give us a new character on on the inside to make us a different people. How does that happen? Well, to be truthful, it happens in a rather slow, faltering way, doesn't it? The Holy Spirit doesn't just come in and tweak the dials a little bit and have us come out different the next morning. This is a slow process wherein we must work with the Holy Spirit in order to bring about these changes. And I think, I have come to believe in my years as a pastor and as a Christian, that this begins in the small choices. This begins in the little stuff. This doesn't start with big, grand gestures, big changes of life. It doesn't mean that you have to go quit your job and find another job, or move to Alaska, or Kenny, or whatever. This process of this new character that the Holy Spirit brings to us begins in the small, continual choices that we make day in and day out. It's been said in a variety of ways that character is what we do repeatedly. That which we do over and over again. There's been a temptation in the church to focus on on stopping sin. We talk a lot about sin and put the emphasis there, but and there's a place for that. It's important to do that. But I think when it comes to forming Christian character within us, the greater strides are made in altering the way that we make those little choices, those little actions, each and every day. We must work with the Holy Spirit in this process. And so when you find yourself, you know, maybe you want to respond quickly, sharply, take a breath. Choose to respond in love. Choose to respond in generosity. In the little stuff. It begins in the little places. Wherever that may be in your life. But the line that I've used several times, I'm going to use it again now because I think it applies really well. And I love it. From a movie called Heaven Almighty, where Morgan Freeman, who's playing the God character in the movie, is speaking with, the plot of the story is it's a modern day Noah in the Ark story. The guy played by Steve Carell, Evan, decides that God's told him to build an ark. So he's building this giant ark, and his wife thinks he's gone off the deep end. And finally, she can't take it anymore, so she takes the kids and leaves. And she finds herself in this little diner. Morgan Freeman sits down with her. And he has this conversation with her. She thinks, I just want my family to love each other. And he says, if someone prays for patience, do you think God gives them patience? Or does he give them the opportunities to be patient? If they pray for courage, does God give them courage? Or does he give them opportunities to be courageous? If someone prayed for their family to be closer, you think God zaps them with warm, fuzzy feelings? Or does he give them opportunities to love each other? See, I don't think the Holy Spirit just reaches in and tweaks the dials and puts you out doing something different next time. Instead, through little opportunities, little choices that we make day in and day out, the Holy Spirit can begin to form in us and cement in us that new character. That character that is marked by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. So don't worry about fixing all the big stuff. Start with the little stuff, the things that you can handle, and inject those characters into the little bits of your relationships day in and day out. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you where you can begin to make those changes. That's a prayer that I believe will be answered and answered quickly. We'll begin to show you that you can do a little better here. You can make a different choice there. You can respond in this way here. And you will begin to submit. cement that into that new character within you. Here's the wondrous thing about that. The most compelling, attractive, beautiful people to be around are those who live by these characters. People who are full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. In the end,